I remember as a kid growing up in California, the family went to look at a couple of houses we were contemplating on buying. We always knew when we got out of the car if we were even going to go inside or not. There were certain neighborhoods where virtually every house on the block had bars on the windows, bars on the doors, giant dogs barking in the backyard. Protecting what belongs to you, I'm sure, is important to you as well. Maybe you don't have bars on your windows or doors. You should certainly lock the door. You may even have one of those new doorbell cameras. Yes, there's an app for that. Last week, Minnesota Duluth came into Chet Anderson Stadium, and in the span of about four plays, completely stole the game from Bemidji State. The Beavers' first drive, flawless. 10 plays, 88 yards, 3-yard Jalen Fry touchdown.
Direct snap, it comes to Jalen Fry. Fry is in, a Beaver touchdown. Direct snap to the Beavers, Jalen Fry, and Bemidji State. What an offensive drive to start the ball game. There's no
That, unfortunately, was the end of the offense for Bemidji State. End of the day for Jared Henning, went down with an injury. Insert Emmett Enright, the third-string quarterback. By the way, Emmett gets his first career start today. In the span of mere moments, Minnesota Duluth had a blocked kick for a touchdown.
And the punt is blocked. A scoop and score for Minnesota Duluth.
And an 80-yard flea flicker.
Little flea flicker. Larson has a man as wide open as can be. That is going to be a touchdown to Armani Carmichael.
And the 76-yard pick six.
Pass is deflected. Hit as he threw his end right, and it's picked off. Picked off there by the Bulldogs. Uh-oh. Long run up the far side by Bill Atkins. Atkins at the 20, at the 10. Atkins into the end zone, a touchdown.
Game over. Over the years, the Beavers have been pretty good at protecting their house. They've won a lot of football games at Chet Anderson Stadium over the years. In fact, they've won 9 straight homecoming games. The only security system you'll find here at Chet Anderson Stadium, a chain-link fence with a gate and a lock. We hope that lock is unlocked soon, and the players will be exiting through that gate onto the shores of Lake Bemidji. If the Beavers, with their third-string quarterback, are able to knock off the Augustana College Vikings, they'll go jumping into Lake Bemidji for the 10th straight homecoming. Those of you who are alums from the 80s and 90s, who would have ever thought the Beavers would win 10 straight homecoming games? Will they do it with that backup quarterback? We'll find out as the Beavers take on the Augustana College Vikings next. Pre-game show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network.